know, you're still dealing with some moving parts, but at least maybe you have some guys coming back with Dave and Tavarius. Do you feel like you have a good feel for whether you'll have those guys this week or not?
Well, like we always do, you know, you're optimistic, you know, when they start working back. You know, I think both those guys are, you know, they're young guys that they've been working their way through the limited basis, but you know, both, you know, work some, you know, in practice today. So, you know, we've, through the course of the season, you know, we've had guys work through and then all of a sudden have a little setback and not make it. But I, you know, we're hopeful for both those young guys because they're, you know, they're guys you like to have on the field.
Dan, what did you think of how Jake was playing before that ankle flared up for him?
Well, I really liked our combination in there, you know, with Blake and Jake, you know, two young guys that I thought were getting comfortable with each other. I thought that, you know, what we were asking them to do, they were doing a good job. And so, you know, you've got a first-year guy and a rookie, and, you know, I think Jake's kind of typical of from year one to year two, you know, we thought that, you know, he's made some pretty good strides, and, you know, we're anxious to see him back out there. I think like most young corners, you know, I think Demarius, you know, there were some plays that basically he was targeted on, but yet he came back and made his plays. You know, I think that Detroit game was a great example. You know, there was one ball that they got in there on him, and the very next play, okay, he takes the ball off of him and makes a takeaway. And I think he has those kind of abilities. So it'll be nice to hopefully see him, you know, get back out on the field because as we've talked about all along, you know, probably the, you know, one of the holes in what we've been doing is we just haven't had as many takeaways as we're used to having around here. And a big part of that is I've always felt is the more guys you put on the field that have those kind of abilities, the better your chances are because you never know when they're going to come, but you have to convert them. And we've seen him through the preseason and in the regular season be able to go take the ball away. He did it as a rookie last year. Well, you know, a long time ago, I coached in Philadelphia in the USFL with the Philadelphia Stars. So I know what the fans were like. You know, fortunately, at that point in time, you know, we were winning and winning big. And so they're very vocal. They're very supportive when you're winning. And they let you know when things aren't going quite so well. So, they can be tough on an opponent going in. But we're used to that. That's life in the NFL. You know, Philly, you know, they might do it a little bit more than other people, but you prepare for that, prepare for things to be loud, and you're so focused on the things you have to do that many times you're not nearly as aware of that as if you weren't playing the game.
Hey, Don, maybe you're playing better running opponents as well, but how much of the issues stopping the run the past couple of weeks do you think is just not having Jake in there? I mean, with how important he is on the inside?
You know, as I look at our run defense the last 2 weeks, there's two plays, you know. The first play of the Tennessee game and the next to the last play or whatever. If you take those two plays out, which you can't, all right, you know, we're giving about 3 yards of rush, less than that in the last game. What we've got to do, okay, I think is you saw that our Achilles heel in this last game was third down. You know, we got them in a lot of advantageous third down situations and let them off the hook. And then you just can't give up big plays. You know, as I mentioned in here a couple of days ago, you know, I looked at that game and, you know, we're sitting there with 2:07 to go and we've got them in third and 11 and they've got about 250 yards and it's 16-10. What happened from that point on, okay, you saw the big plays show up, which, you know, these teams are very capable. You know, I mean, Philly's capable. You know, you got a guy like Sproles, Ertz, their tight end, is an excellent threat, you know. And, you know, they've got a number of guys that are capable of making those big plays. So we've got to do a good job of getting them into third and longer situations, get off the field, and then we can't give them balls over the top.
Yeah, I remember we talked a lot last year about, from a run defense standpoint, how it was really solid, but you give up too many big plays. That's something that you weren't doing early in the year at all. Does it feel like you've reverted back to that? And how aggravating is that?
Well, the last two weeks, and they've been two different situations. You know, one was the first play of the game, and the one this past week, all right, we're in a four-minute situation where, you know, we're blitzing and trying to get the ball back, and, you know, we just didn't control our gaps up front, and the thing popped out of there, you know. And so they were two different situations. But, like I say, other than that, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, our run defense is about what it was early in the year, you know. But, yeah, you can't give up big plays because now all of a sudden you go from, you know, 75, 80 yards, okay, rushing to 140 or 50.
Tom, I know you mentioned earlier this week, just when you look at trying to get stops there late in games, if you can either get a stop or just a big play, do you see that as something that can kind of snowball for you guys if you can finally just, you know?
I do. I mean, this game is the game is such a game of momentum. There's key times in every game. And you have to find ways to make plays at those key times. I mean, I think back after we gave up the 44-yard touchdown, okay, and it's a back-and-forth game at that time because our offense was moving the ball. And so the series where we had them, you know, we stopped them third and two, and then we had them fourth and one. They ran a quarterback sneak. And it, you know, it took some guts on their part to run that quarterback sneak with where they were in field position. But if we can make a play there, you know, I think that could have had a big impact on that game, you know, because it's still, I think it's a 6-point game, and we're sitting right there, and we would have a chance to get the ball on their side of the field. Those are the kind of plays you have to make.
You know, over the years, you haven't given up a whole lot of big plays. What do you think that is this year? What do you think's gone wrong? Is it merely just having too many guys hurt, do you think? Is there something else you can put your finger on?
I think it's a combination of things. It's like most things. You know, just to pinpoint it, you know, you got to do a better job of rushing. You got to do a better job of covering. You got to understand the situations, you know, who you're going up against. You know, it's, you know, how much you're pressuring, how much you're covering, you know. In the game last week, you know, we had big plays versus both coverage and pressure. And but again, I go back and I look, I think a couple of the penalties that were, you know, critical in that game. You know, when it's, you know, we're off the field and we get a roughing penalty, and then another time we're going to be off the field and we get a pass interference penalty. So you can't have those kind of things when you're playing against, you know, efficient offensive teams. You know, this team we're getting ready to play, you know, they've got some weapons. You know, they've got guys that are capable of making big plays. And, you know, I think the team that we played last week, you saw them go over 500 yards yesterday.
When you have a problem with something, I think you've several years, you're going to see it again later. Do you suspect that Philly and teams going forward are going to try to test you guys deep just to see?
No question. I mean, that's – you know, that's the nature of our game, and we talk about it with the players all the time, that whatever you put on tape and your opponent's looking at, you're probably going to see it the next week until you get it rectified. So you've got to go back to work and pinpoint, you know, what the breakdowns were and do everything you can to correct them, and then go out and not repeat the same things.